This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Allow me this morning to speak to you. Yes, you. Particularly you who is fashioned in the image of God. You see, the Bible tells us that God spoke everything into existence for 5 days. But on the sixth day, God took time to shape you. God himself came close to humanity and shaped humanity from dust. And in his hands, he gently and carefully molded us. There's one scripture that I love so much that says, "You are wonderfully and fearfully made." See, Job says, "Your hand fashioned and made me together. And would you destroy me?" See, allow me to speak to you this beautiful Sunday morning to remind you that God loves you. I know you're probably on your way to bury a loved one and you're uncertain if God is still walking with you, but I encourage you to be still. This too shall pass. He loves you even in this moment, even in this painful and uncertain moment. God's love towards you has not changed. I mourn with you, my friend, as you lay down your loved one in their final resting place. And until we meet again, until we shake hands again, until you and I come into contact with each other, my deepest condolences to you and your family. Allow me to speak to you, my sister. Though you are raising your son without his father, and to you, my brother, who's raising your daughter without her mother, gone too soon, taken before her time in the hands of the evil one, God still loves you. Taken too soon by disease, God still loves you. In fact, he loved you so much that he couldn't stand the sight of seeing you suffer through HIV and AIDS, through cancer, and through COVID-19. Allow me to let you know that this too shall pass. To the family of the man who died this past week in the invincible hands of COVID-19, my deepest condolences to you. But know that it is well. God is with you. I mourn with you. But let me remind you that it is written that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I mourn with you. To the young lady who is laying her man, her husband, her friend to rest, my deepest and sincere condolences to you. This morning, allow me to speak to you, my brother. You who is stuck behind the prison cell. You are facing 25 or life with no sense of hope of you ever coming out of those chains. You've probably sobered up now from the anger and from the arrogance and the hatred that you had that got you in that place in the first place. And now you look up into the sky trying to see if God still recognizes you, if God still sees you, if God still hears you, child of God, this too shall pass. Chained, yes, you will be chained. You will be behind locked doors. But let me remind you that God's love searches and seeks even in the darkest of prisons. and finds even the worst of thugs, because God's love is unconditional. It knows no color, no culture, and it goes in the deepest and darkest of places in this world just to bring about light. God's love seeks and receives if you are willing to reach out to it. To the family who has buried a child, my deepest condolences to you. It is well, it is well. Know that it is well. God saw it. God was in the midst while it took place. He's seen it, and he will walk with you. See, many times when you walk with God, it may feel empty. It may feel lonely. Sometimes it may feel as if there is no sense of direction. But allow me to remind you that in the book of Psalms, David says, "Your word is a lamp on my feet, a light on my path." Meaning that even as I am lost, I am rerouted in him. Even as I cry, God is saving those tears that he might be able to water my dreams. Oh God, even as I fail, I am one step closer to victory. Victory that will break poverty. Victory that will break the bondages of lack. Victory that will break sin and the invincible illness of depression. Might I remind you that man shall not live on bread alone, but on every single word that comes from the word, from the mouth of God. That he decides your tomorrow, he decides your today. He is God all by himself. This is a Sunday Restoration, exclusive to Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This morning we're busy with a series called "This Too Shall Pass." It shall pass, child of God. Truly, the tough times and the trying times, they shall pass. A story is told about a 24-year-old boy seeing out of a train. He was seated on the window seat and he shouted, "Father, look at the trees that are going behind." The dad smiled and a young man smiled back at his father, sitting close to each other, feeling each other's warmth. The father looked at his son and just smiled. A couple sitting across looked at this child and said, "This 24-year-old is acting so childishly and with so much pity." The father looked at the clouds and he said to his son, "Can you see them?" The son said, "Yes, father, I see them, and they are running." The couple sitting across, they couldn't resist and they said to the old man, "Why don't you take your son to a good doctor?" The old man smiled and said, "I did. And we have just come back from the hospital. My son was blind from birth, and he just got his eyesight today." What is the moral of the story? Every single one of us has a story to tell. Every single one of us under God's Son has a story to tell. So don't judge me prematurely. Don't judge me from what I celebrate that might seem to be little in your eyes. But you see, God himself has fashioned me the way he has and has chosen me for this very season. So don't judge someone who's starting to see the light now only because you've always seen it. We all have a story to tell, and do not think that for one second your story is more deeper than mine, because we all on a different path, and God helps us write our story in Christ. My victory may be small to you, but it is a victory nonetheless. It is a victory in God's eyes. It is a victory in this day. And even as you go through tough times and you go through difficult moments, understand and know that God is with you. And this too, child of God. Today's word comes from 1 Samuel 30, verses 6. The part that I love out of that text is that it says, though when David was discouraged and distressed, everyone he loved turned from him. His soldiers wanted to stone him, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. See, for every one of us living under God's sun, we must understand that there will come a time, there will come a day where you need to fight. You see, I'm not one to encourage or condone fighting, but like I've said before, the devil does not fight fair. And many of God's children are stuck, unable to defend themselves from him because you've lost the will to fight. You see, David finds himself having come back from a great victory, having fought the enemy, the Philistines, coming back home to a new fight. Ain't it interesting how you can conquer one thing over there and there's something waiting for you just around the corner? Ain't it funny how you can conquer illness, sickness, and come back home to being divorced? Ain't it funny how you can come back from a bad business deal only for the bank to come and repossess what is at home? Just after you have made up with your sister, just after you have started to live in love, the devil starts to spread rumors that very sister of yours is blocking your child's success, and now you don't know which way to go. Just after you've decided not to take that divorce, you and your husband are sitting, and that ex-boyfriend comes back into your life to destroy your marriage. You see, T.D. Jake says, don't expect the crown until you've been to Ziklag. You cannot expect things to come for nothing. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes without a struggle. Nothing comes without conflict. But in the same token, might I submit to you this morning that this too shall pass. As much as I want you to fight, I want you to understand that the war is not against flesh and blood. You see, I want you to understand that the fight that you have won before, the fight you have conquered before, will not be nowhere near the fight you need to display today. That same energy and that same strength and same strategy you used yesterday might not work today. You see, today you need a new strategy. You need a new way to deal with your fears and uncertainty. You need to renew your mind because the fight will require you to be at your best. And though you might have survived the fight before, yes, you might be weary. You might have gotten the house back from the bank, but you might be tired from the battle. You might have just gotten your job back, and yet you had to fight through CCMA and court orders, and now you're sitting in that same position again, but now you are tired. You probably survived bankruptcy, and you're sitting in that chair now, and you are weary and you are exhausted from the fight. You may have overcome divorce, but now you are exhausted. Yet you might think to yourself, you showed him that husband of yours who cheated on you. You showed him. You took the house, the car, and the kids. But now as you lay in bed, you are exhausted. But fighting, you had to fight. Might I remind you that when you use your own strength, surely you will go weary. If you use your own strength, you will fall short. If you use your own strength, you may defeat the enemy today, but tomorrow, child of God, you will experience exhaustion. Therefore, I encourage you that the fight is not against flesh and blood. The fight is against spirits and principalities. And in the middle of it all, while you are busy fighting, don't lose hope. Don't lose your will to be alive. You might not be sure if you'll come out of it. And even if you do, you're not sure if you'll come out of it stronger. But the Bible reminds me to let you know that David encouraged himself. David encouraged himself where there was no one else to encourage him. His wife didn't encourage him. His kids didn't encourage him. His soldiers didn't encourage him. David encouraged himself. I know you might not have the parents to walk you down the aisle, but get married anyway. You might not have the fees to pay your tuition with. Working 3 jobs and still having to study at night, but child of God, study anyway. You might have had to let that man go because of his abusive nature. Now you're raising your children by yourself, but raise them anyway. For there is no child that God will not raise himself. If God can feed the birds of this earth, what more will he do for your children? And if as a mother you have to receive Father's Day cards, accept them anyway. Because the hand of the Lord will be upon you and your children. You might have had to borrow clothes from your neighbor to go to that interview. And maybe you had to walk 10 kilometers and you arrived there sweaty. Child of God, go to that interview anyway. For I decree and I declare that the heavenly gates will open upon you, O God. That God himself will place his hand over you, and God will sustain you. God will keep you. God will walk with you. He will shine his face upon you, even in this moment in time. Might I remind you that God is able. He can do it for you. He's done it before. He's got a good track record. Child of God, this too shall pass. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't hang yourself. No, 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 no. It is not worth it. And as you're sitting at home wondering where your next meal will come from, God says, I will provide. If you just join me, you are plugged into a Sunday Restoration. This is a moment in the experience where we invite our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to intervene on whatever it is that we might be going through, whatever circumstance we might be facing. And this morning I've opened up the phone line, 0872-889-697. You can give me a call and let me know what it is that you want me to join my faith with yours on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, Anonymous. You're blessed this morning.
Amen.
Anonymous, yes, what is it that you want God to do for you this morning?
Okay, can I first tell you my problem?
No, of course, of course.
Okay, I was working in Joburg. Then I had to come back home in Limpopo.
Yeah.
And my grandmother got sick. Yeah. And then she passed on in 2016. Mm. So since then, I've not gotten myself a permanent job. It's only like part-time and all that. So at home, when I'm not working, job becomes a problem, a very big problem, to a point where I feel like ending my life at times. Mm. And then now, because of the COVID-19 thing, I'm not making any money.
Yeah.
I am working at a lodge. It's not a full-time job.
Yeah.
And then I'm also a hairdresser. But then, like, everything has stopped because we're not allowed to leave home.
Yeah.
So there's no income coming. So at home, just up and down. So sometimes, feel like God has abandoned you because I'm a Christian, you know, but I'm a very firm believer. I believe in God. I'm a prayerful person, but then when you pray and then nothing is happening.
Yeah.
you feel like God has abandoned you, like, totally. Even when I lost my baby last year, I even felt like, you know, it means I'm the greatest sinner. You understand? Because God did not favor my life. It's just up and down. Up and down. And then nothing is working out.
Wow. Yeah. Anonymous, I know it is never easy to leave the big lights of Johannesburg, to leave that status of Johannesburg, to have to come back home and humble yourself before people who perhaps might not even appreciate the efforts that you're putting on the table. You know, it is not easy to be a child of God, to be a Christian, and to be a young woman and not be able to bring in your income. But I want to tell you this morning that when God formed you, because you know God knew you before you even formed in your mother's womb, God had a great plan, and God has a great plan for your life. God not only sees what you are going through and is going through it with you, but these scars and these moments of uncertainty, God is trying to teach and to instill something in you. I know it's not easy. I know it's not pleasant. But God is trying to redirect you. Also wants to expose to you the people who, when He's blessing you, you must be mindful of. People who perhaps might not be deserving of being in the space that you will be in when things start to open up. He's exposing people to you. That's what He's doing in this season. And I promise you this. Great things are going to come from this testimony. Great things are going to come from this moment where you've decided to tell God that, Father, I am relying 100% on you, that He is your source. Don't take your life. It is nothing good can come from that. Only more sorrow can be brought onto that. Your life is valuable. Your life is valuable. And I want you this morning to know that you are loved. Loved by God Himself. And be encouraged, child of God. Be encouraged in this season. And of course, I will keep in touch with you as well, that whatever we can do, well, however we may be able to help you, we also are able to help you. Also providing prayer for you. But thank you so much for opening up your heart and letting me know what it is that you want God to do for you, that you and I can join our faith together. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man of God.
I will keep in touch with you. Don't lose faith.
I'll do that.
Hallelujah. Lucia, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, woman of God.
I'm good.
What is it that you want God to do for you this morning?
I want God to help me to complete my studies.
Yeah.
Because every time I try to study, I would drop out in the middle of my studies for no reason. So I really need Him to intervene in my life so I can have the strength to complete my studies so that I can make my parents proud.
Wow. Have you identified what distractions come while you are studying? Have you identified what it is that sort of is pulling you back and is keeping you from being the best that you can be?
Not really. I don't even know why I drop out. Because even when I go to church, yeah, I would go with my heart, but then there'd come a point where I lose my patience and I would stop going to church.
Wow. You know, first of all, I want to congratulate you for taking the step of wanting to better yourself. That is the first thing that I want to say to you. Well done. You are not only a great mother, as I can hear from the background there, but you are also a great woman in God who wants the best for yourself and for your family. And I encourage you in saying that those steps you have taken are great. Matter of fact, those steps are the beginning of what will become tomorrow. And being discouraged and being somehow
unable to do something. It could just be a simple sense of needing a group of people who you can study with, who can encourage you. I know when I was studying, I had a partner which I was accountable to. So when I didn't study, I had to account to him, or why didn't I study? I had someone who would walk with me through this journey. When I was failing tests and failing exams and failing my year, there was someone I had to account to. So this morning, I want to be your partner who you must account to. This morning, I want to be your partner who, when you are not studying, you must account to me and say, why have you not studied? Because sometimes it is just a spirit that might remind you that no one else has done it before. Why are you trying to do it? Meanwhile, we need to speak the word of God into your life.
Okay.
Can I be your partner, Lucia?
Yes, please.
I've got your number. Hopefully I can get your email as well. And not only are we going to pray about this, but we are going to make sure that we do something about this. And if you are out there and you're a student as well, and you're struggling to study and you're struggling to remain committed, won't you send us a text? Let's start a group of young people. We might not have to meet. We might just connect through a WhatsApp group, but just being able to encourage ourselves in this moment that you will graduate. You will be the best. You will see this through for yourself and for your family.
Thank you.
I'm definitely going to be praying for you, Lucia. Okay. Our God is the living word. He is the living word. And when you come into contact with him, all things will change. Your whole circumstance will change. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Mama. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
I'm very, very well. What is it that you need me to join my faith with yours?
Okay, firstly, I'm in the age of 40 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a kid. Oh. And I'm HIV positive. So, and secondly, I'm running, I have too much debt. So, I'm failing to do things that I want. And my business also is stuck. So I was asking God to bless me. And then I want everything that the devil has taken away from me just to bring back all the things that I have. Mm. And also for the people, those who are affected by Corona.
Oh. Jesus, Jesus. Father, we call you. There is no greater name than the name of Jesus. Anonymous, I want to thank you first of all for being a great woman.
Thanks.
I want to thank you for being a responsible woman, for being able to discover and maintain the illness that currently you have, being able to take your treatment and being able to eat healthy and make sure that you're taking care of the body that God has given you. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you as well for just having faith in God. I'm proud of you that you have faith in God in the midst of confusion, in the midst of destruction, in the midst of all of these things that are discouraging you. I want to thank you for being able to see God through it all. Mm-hmm. I want to pray with you this morning that God might visit you right where you are. I might not know even your name, but God knows you by name. I might not even know where you stay, but God knows you exactly where you are seated right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, Jesus, for the life of Anonymous. Father, I thank you that, Father, she's a woman of faith, oh God. Father, like you have done for Sarah, Father, you've quickened her, Father, that she might be able to carry a seed. Father, you've done it before. Jesus, you can do it again. Father, I thank you for the healing that is covering her body right now, Father God. Father, I thank you for restoring her heart, oh God, for restoring her faith, oh God. in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father. May everything that she's going through, may it bow before you, O God, because nothing stands before you, O God. Illness doesn't stand before you. Father, destruction doesn't stand before you. No weapon formed against us prospers when we are with God. Oh, Father, Father, visit her right now, Lord God. Visit her right now, Lord God. We call this show Sunday Restoration because truly we believe in restoring your state of well-being, your mental health, your physical health, and the way that you might even view yourself. It is so important that that becomes restored.
Morning, Brother Mpho. My name is Minelis Kevin Gumane. I'm from Akonok.
Yes, my brother.
My brother, I would like us to continue joining faith and pray together for those young people who are busy looking for jobs, those who are out there looking for an opportunity to do something in life, that may God help them to receive whatever they are asking for. I'm one of them who are out there looking for an opportunity of a business and job, but whenever things are not going right, I keep encouraging myself just like David and say, Lord is able to do everything and is going to do something for me. So let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our young people. Let's pray for the youth that God may do something for them.
Definitely. Amen. Definitely. Wow. Thank you so very much for that voice note. I'm going to be going through yours in just a short while. If your name is Masejo, I'm going to be going through your voice note in just a short time. I believe that as you open up your heart, God is going to do great and mighty things. I believe that as you get closer and closer to realizing that you are not your circumstance, you are not your situation, restoration begins to take place. And as we reach the end of our experience, I just want to join my faith with yours and pray. And thank God for what He has done and what is still to do. Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father. We bow before you when our health has fallen. We bow before you when the money is not adding up and there's no food on the table. Father, we bow before you when we discover that there are tumors in our bodies. Father, we bow before you. Father, when we discover that we are HIV positive, oh God. Father, we bow before you when we discover that cancer has taken over our bodies, Father. We never stop bowing before you, oh God. We can never do it without you, God. You are Jehovah. Father, we pray for our president. We pray for his entire cabinet, oh God. Father, fresh anointing, healing, clarity, revelation upon them, O God. Father, I lift up Lusanda. I lift up Ketiwe. I lift up Winnie, Father. I lift up the entire family, O God. Father, I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you might visit us, O God. Father, I pray against depression. Father, I pray for mental health, O God. Father, I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God, you might bless Anonymous, O God, that woman who's struggling to have a child, O God, for that man who's struggling to find work, O God. Father, we can do nothing without you, Jesus. You are the great I am. You are Jehovah Jireh. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Master J is up next. He's going to be broadcasting from the comfort of his own home. Isn't that nice? Then Mutusi Makoshoro, Uncle TS, takes it over with Body and Soul, and Prudence wraps it up with the Afterglow. We call it Capricorn FM Sundays. But from myself, Mpho Magwabeni, Nduruwa Msetegwa, Adama Chernabo de Terry.
That was an exclusive Capricorn FM podcast.